Good morning, everybody. It's May 12th, Monday morning. Nice rainy day. Haven't had one of these in a little while. I know that some of you are probably thankful for the rain. Others of you are ready for the sunshine, but don't you worry. While it is raining on our heads, the sun is shining above the clouds. And so that is one good thing we can take with us today. The rain is only for a short little while, but the sun is coming. I hope that you were blessed by our services yesterday. If you were able to be in attendance, we had a wonderful Mother's Day Sunday. It was really good to see some moms attend the service, and it was great to see some children attend the service of these mothers. And so we had a wonderful time. My own mother came from Charlotte to visit with us, and that was definitely a nice little gift there for me and my family. I hope that you are able to really consider all of the great things that a mom is in your life, or that a mom has become, or that a mom does. And you know, that was one of the things that I wanted to draw people's attention to yesterday through the message that I preach, which was out of the book of John, where Jesus told John to take care of Mary as he was approaching death. He did not give that responsibility to his brothers because his brothers did not believe in him. He gave that responsibility to John, who was the disciple that he loved. And then I went into some reasons why he loved him and went on from there. But today, as you're driving to work and as you're probably sitting at your desk, or maybe you just woke up and you're having your first cup of coffee, I want to leave you with something great here today. And this is from Psalm 18. You know, God is the great deliverer. You know, he delivers us from death. He delivers us from sin. He delivers us from those things that can take root in our heart and literally drive a wedge between us and him. And, you know, he can sometimes also deliver us from our enemies. And I can think of no better person to really pull from today than David. And he wrote Psalm 18. And I really like what he says here in verse 2. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to give you just a few little points here that I think you'll like. I'm going to read verse 2, and this is from the New American Standard Version. Here's what David said. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." You know, as we're living our lives in this fallen world, sometimes chaos can beset us and we don't know how we got there, but we're there. And at some point we realize how much we need God. But not just that we need God, but what he actually does that we need. You know, David calls him his rock. You know, he's that source that he can go to, and that source that is unmovable, that source that can also crush, that is such a bulwark in his life, such a strong part of his life, that he is able to redeem him, protect him, guide him, lead him, and so on. He says he's my fortress. Well, that's, you know, what is a fortress? A fortress is a structure that protects one from enemies, from arrows, from spears, from, you know, whatever is thrown at them. And so God is like that to David. He's his deliverer. You know, he redeems him. He's his God. Again, he takes refuge in God, and he's the shield, the horn of his salvation. And, you know, you think about that and how he relays these descriptions to us of God and what God means to him during his time of need. And I think all of us have these kind of, I won't say names for God, but really kind of descriptions. You know, God was my rock when I needed him. God was the road that I needed to go down when I felt so lost. You know, God was that bright star in the night when everything else was so dark. So you kind of get what I'm saying. And it's amazing how David kind of paints these pictures in the Psalms. Let me give you three things here before I close. And these things are things that I believe come from God. And we can almost see them engrafted in what David is saying here, you know. And I just want to kind of give you these things, and I want you to consider them today because I believe that they are true. Think about it this way. All of my credibility, all of our credibility as Christians comes from God. That means that all that we are, all that we appear to be, all that we desire to be, all of those things, they all come from God. Secondly, all of my capabilities, all that we seek to do, all that we can do, all that we desire to do, all of those come from God. I've heard some people say, well, you know, God may bring you to this area in your life, and you're going to realize that the only way you're going to be able to accomplish what He has for you is to rely completely on Him. So that's why I believe all of our capabilities also come from God. And then lastly, all of the possibilities, all of my possibilities, all of your possibilities, they come from God as well. All that we can be, all that we can become, all of that comes from God. Where did I get this from? I was listening to a sermon today, and the pastor said something very interesting. You know, he was talking about Buddhism. He said, can Buddha love you? You know, can Buddha lead you and guide you? Can Buddha live through you? And when he said that one statement, it just sparked something in me. I thought, wow, I like the way he phrased that. Can Buddha live through us? No, he cannot. And you know, there is a blessing in the fact that God is able and desires and does live through us. He's the one who enables us. He gives us credibility. He gives us capability. He gives us possibility. And so I hope that you can take this today and realize how blessed you are that God is with you, even in the tough times of life. But even in the great times of life, God is still with you. And He is the one who enables you. He is the one who will lead you. So despite the rain outside, know that God is leading you on some great things. I pray you have a wonderful day, and God bless you.